You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the news that broke this afternoon that Airbnb is likely to soon file paperwork to go public. It's interesting to me because the tech industry, companies tend to move in one direction or the other. They either go up and keep going up, or they go down and keep going down. This is partly just the nature of tech. Network effects. When you have a platform, the more people who use it, the more valuable the platform is to the next person. This makes it easy for growth to compound, but also works on the way down. When people start to leave, it makes the platform less valuable for anybody who wants to join. Also, there's a lot of pressure on companies that raise money at exorbitant valuations when they start to try to pursue down rounds, when they have to take out high interest loans. So what's the story of Airbnb? Well, in March, they were preparing to go public, and then the coronavirus hit. It was a catastrophe. People stopped traveling between countries. They stopped flying places. They were nervous about going into somebody else's home, because what if that person had corona? In May, the company had to lay off a quarter of its staff. Bookings collapsed. They had to shelve their plans to go public. But then things started to perk up, because it turned out that people did want to use Airbnb after all. They just didn't want to travel abroad, but they wanted to move out of cities where they were now living with a new pod, a new configuration, and they needed a new place to live, or they wanted to move away from their grandparents or move in with their grandparents. All kinds of things started to happen, and bookings in early July rebounded to where they were in March. This is kind of an extraordinary turnaround story. Now, Airbnb's current valuation is estimated at about $18 billion. 3 years ago, it was at $31 billion. So it's not like the company has completely come back to its peak. But the fact that it's going public is a testament to a very interesting rebound. Also, Kamala Harris is Joe Biden's VP pick. She's a really interesting digital operation. I'll get to that another day, and I'm sure you knew she was the pick. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.